Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We come now to an interesting place in our study of the doctrine or the teaching of predestination. We have dealt with the view I consider to be the most biblical, and then we have dealt with an alternative view. Believe it or not, we have done both fairly quickly, to which you might say, really? It seems that we have been talking about predestination for a while now. I understand why that might be your impression, especially since we have to break down whatever is said into five short daily segments each week, whereas if the context of this teaching were, say, in a local church, and we had more time, then we could cover content more quickly. Anyway, what we are now left with are several objections or questions that can be, must be, should be, raised against what we have said about predestination. Some of these you yourself might have, and others you might not even be aware of. There are a couple of questions that sometimes take the form of objections related to predestination that I do want to address. I will take up the first of these beginning in a few minutes. And in addition, I am announcing today the following: an opportunity for you to talk with me about God's foreknowledge and predestination. Using the technology of Zoom, which I will say more about in a minute, let's talk. 3 weeks from today, on Thursday evening, May 25th, 2023, at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time, I will host a video call in which anyone who wants to participate can discuss these doctrines with me. You will be able to respond to what I have said in these broadcasts and podcasts. You can ask questions, receive answers, and get a sense for what other listeners, like yourself, are learning from God Is. I will facilitate the discussion, inviting a response from you. This is designed to be a friendly and encouraging environment in which we can have a respectful conversation. You can literally be anywhere in the world, and as long as you have an internet connection and Zoom, I welcome your participation. Here is how you can join us. Simply email telling me of your interest in participating. I will then send you a link to our meeting using Zoom. When Thursday evening, May 25th, 2023, at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time rolls around, you click the link in your email. You will then see me on your screen, and I will facilitate our discussion. If you do not want me to see you, then simply turn your camera off. If you know what Zoom is and you use it, then you know this is easy. You're all set. If you are wondering, what is Zoom? Then email me anyway, and I will tell you how to get it free. Everything about this is free. And I would love to have your participation. This way I can take lingering questions or comments and reply. I can get to know you a little better and understand how you are receiving the teaching. We could spend this time talking about God's foreknowledge and predestination in a comfortable and encouraging online forum. What do you think? Thursday evening, May 25th, 2023, at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time. Email me, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org, and let me know you want to join. And if you are thinking, I'd love to be a part of that, but that day and time are bad for me, please email me anyway, so I know of your interest and can plan a separate date and time to do it again. If this works, if this is of interest to you, my dear friends, then I will arrange to do more of these in the future. Let's try this one first. Thursday evening, May 25th, 2023, at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time. Email me, Mark, at godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K at godisministry.org. And let me know you want to join us. Obviously, I will be reminding you of this throughout the next 3 weeks, but why delay? Respond today. As to a common and logical question that emerges from my view on what the Bible says about predestination, this should be asked. Does the Bible teach double predestination? Let me tell you what I mean by double predestination. And the easiest way for me to do this is to refer you back to the text we have been studying this week. The Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the Romans, and in chapter 9, he is dealing with predestination, specifically the predestination of the Jewish people. And Paul, being the gifted teacher he was, uses two illustrations that we have already read about. The first is the case of Jacob and Esau, and the second is the case of Moses and the Egyptian Pharaoh. Paul informs the reader that God chose Jacob for salvation. God did not choose Esau for salvation. God chose Moses for salvation. God did not choose Pharaoh for salvation. Or we can put it this way, God predestined Jacob for salvation. God predestined Moses for salvation. Now, does that mean God predestined Esau for damnation and God predestined the Pharaoh for damnation? This is what we mean by double predestination, that predestination has two sides to it. On the one side is salvation and on the other side is damnation. God predestines only some people to be saved. Does that mean he predestines all the other people to be unsaved? As we have seen in our series, in predestination, God intervenes in the lives of the people he wills to save. He gives us the gift of faith. He conforms our will to believe in Jesus Christ. We use the gift of faith God himself gives to us, and we believe in the Lord Jesus. Then we are saved. Does God do the same on the other side? Does he intervene in the lives of the people he does not will to save, refusing to give them the gift of faith, and creating in their hearts and in their will unbelief, creating in their hearts evil so that they will not be saved? Therefore, they never believe in the Lord Jesus and are damned. Or we can say God predestines some to heaven. Does God predestine others to hell? God intentionally intervenes and creates belief or faith in the lives of Jacob and Moses. Does God also intentionally intervene and create unbelief or lack of faith in the lives of Esau and the Pharaoh? These are the questions before us on the topic of double predestination. I trust this helps you to see what I mean by the term double predestination. And before we get too far into answering these questions, let me just make certain you see this in the Bible. I'm reading again for you Romans chapter 9, verse 13, and then verses 17 and 18. In verse 13, we have the illustration of Jacob and Esau. Paul the Apostle writes, verse 13, "Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." And then in verses 17 and 18, we have the illustration of Moses and the Pharaoh. Paul writes, "For the scripture says to Pharaoh, 'For this very purpose I raised you up, to demonstrate my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed throughout the whole earth.' So then, he has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires." Someone will ask, where do you get Moses from, those verses? You said the second illustration is of Moses and the Pharaoh, but I did not hear you read the name Moses. Good point. What we have to do is know the context of the quotation Paul uses in Romans 9, verse 17. When the apostle says, "For the scripture says to Pharaoh," he means what God, through his servant Moses, says to the Pharaoh. Check out Exodus chapter 9 and verse 16. Exodus 9:16. And in the full context of the book of Exodus, we know by reading it that Moses has been chosen by God. God has predestined Moses to have faith in God, to believe in God, to be saved from his sin. And God has chosen Moses to lead his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. This puts Moses and the Pharaoh in opposition to one another, and theologically means that God chose Moses for salvation. God did not choose the Pharaoh for salvation, as we will see. Okay, so what we will do is use these two illustrations and ask what God is doing with Esau and with the Pharaoh. The words hated and hardened will need to be explored further, beyond what we said last time. What this passage, which we just happen to be in, as if the Holy Spirit planned it this way, he did. What Romans 9 helps us with is the matter of double predestination. More on this tomorrow, please be with us. But as we end, let me say this is the type of question you may have running through your mind as you have been listening to God Is. What other questions or comments do you have? Email me today to signal your intention to be with us on Thursday evening, May 25th at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time as we talk with one another about these doctrines. This is the first time we've done anything like this, so I hope there will be many of you out there who choose to participate. Would you let me know of your interest today? If so, I will be delighted to hear from you and to speak to you again tomorrow, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.